goes.
And it goes, and, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think if I didn't have games on my iPad, I would probably not touch it very much.
Yeah, like, I thought, like, oh, you know, maybe I would, you know, I'm running my Plex server at home, so I can watch movies on my iPad or whatever. I don't do that either. Like, whatever. Like, even when I'm traveling, I bring my laptop. I'd probably rather just use that. If anything, I use the iPad as just, like, a fucking mobile hotspot for my laptop, you know?
Yeah, that's why I persisted replacing it, despite multiple versions since I bought that giant, bulky, stupid thing. They've already got me on the hook for a phone every couple of years. I don't need to be replacing my iPad on a regular basis.
Well, I think that's the other thing that happened is now in this last round when the phones got bigger, is now they're big enough that I don't need anything bigger than that. And this is now too big for, like, everything I want to do, I can just do on my phone. And I don't even have the big phone like you.
And they were like very,
big phone is big.
I feel like there are very few games that are like
that's stupid.
Just iPad these days.
Oh yeah,
especially
yeah.
Now the phones have gotten bigger. Yeah, that phone is just stupid big.
Yeah, your phone is too big. But also, like, I probably would get one that big next time around.
I like it. I like how big it is.
Because I don't talk on the phone.
No, me either.
So it's like, you know, I feel like everyone's initial stuff was like, oh man, it's gonna be so big holding it up to your face. It's like, okay, then don't fucking talk on the phone. Because it's 2016.
Seriously.
And fuck talking on the phone. That was my other thing. When we move floors, I don't think I'm going to hook a fucking phone up.
I tried to get them not to hook one up when we moved into this office, and they just did it anyway.
I think they haven't sent out good instructions about how to move, because fucking...
Did they even
know? I don't know. I want to say I thought I heard someone saying that we're to take our phones down there. And I was like, I'm just gonna not. I was just thinking about not taking my phone.
I think it's the right move. It's the only move.
And I'll just get there and just be like, oh, I don't have a phone on my desk. It's fine. Just fucking text me. Send me an email.
Yeah, I've gotten exactly one phone call on that phone, and it was a wrong number.
Cool.
So
I have 87 voicemails on that phone, or somewhere in the 80s. Since we came back, and okay. I have not, unless it's the, you know, it rings differently if someone internally is calling.
Right.
So I will occasionally answer those if I'm at my desk. But yeah, generally speaking, I just don't even answer that phone at all or listen to the voicemail. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Anyone that's calling me on that number,
not anyone.
If they don't have a fucking cleaner way to get in contact with me, I probably don't want to talk to them at all in the first place. So, I'm just gonna get into this drink now. I usually don't open this till much later in the drive. To be honest,
let's kick the week off right. What do you say?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yes, that is exactly right. Please text me before you call so I can be prepared. That is 100% the protocol. Or just text. Yes, precisely.
Just never call me.
Yeah, don't call. Unless the phone lines are open. Then it's different.
That's a whole different situation. There's an expectation built into that.
Exactly, yeah. I wonder if we can even take calls in this car.
I wouldn't know how without giving out my cell phone number.
Oh, well, I've got that part set up.
Okay.
On my phone. Because you can sign up for Google Voice.
Right.
And that gives you a phone number that you then forward to your real phone number.
Gotcha.
So it rings on my phone like it was a regular call.
But it's not your actual.
But I'm not giving out my actual number.
Gotcha. I also don't know how to set it up in this shitty Hyundai.
Yeah, that's more what I was looking at. Like, well, let's see. I think cars are supposed to, by law, have Bluetooth, but this one looks like it is flagrant violation.
Yeah. This car is against the law.
No, it's, yeah, I believe it. Everything about this car seems somehow illegal.
Driving these illegal Hyundais.
I don't even have an armrest. I just saw you with your armrest down. I was going to put mine down, but nope.
Driver only.
Driver only on the fucking armrest. That's a fucking, this is a quality automobile.
Yep.
Have you driven it much since you got to town?
Yeah, here and there. It's it sucks. It has a gas tank about the size of my bladder. And
so we can drive across the country then.
I don't have one of those rock solid trucker bladders, man.
And you always thought you were cut out for the long haul trucker lifestyle.
Well, no, I'd like to believe I was, but I think in reality, probably not so much. I ain't no rig jockey.
You just have to stop a lot. A lot of truck stops, a lot of lizards.
A lot of love.
Yes, a lot of love.
A lot of ill-gotten love. Various truck stops across the country. That's what love is, right?
I want to know what love is. I would like it if you would show me.
All right, well, let me take you into the back of this flyer station, and I'll show you.
Oh, no. Mistakes have been made. This cup holder is big. I mean, it's almost too big. Like, my drink is knocking around in here in a way that doesn't seem safe.
For a drink that size, that's concerning.
Like, I don't know what the fuck cups they expect you to throw in this thing.
Big honking American cups.
I mean, I have a can. I have a can-shaped can.
Well, that's not four cans. Big cups.
But all big cups are made to fit in can-sized cup holders.
Not the big cups.
Even the big, I mean, the big cups still taper. I don't have a fucking jar with me. I'm not fucking throwing a fucking jar in my cup holder.
Maybe it's just a badly designed cup holder.
Though. Fucking Hyundai.
Yep.
Let's take one of these cup holders out and give me an armrest. Let's go back to the rental store.
All right.
Let's negotiate with them.
To the airport. Actually, no, I'm not dealing with those people again. They've ruined what was already a fairly bad situation for car rentals at the SFO. Because they moved, so they basically split Hertz into three different desks.
Okay.
You get off of the rental car thing, off the train, and there's the big row of all the different car rental agencies.
Yeah.
You go to the Hertz thing, and you can't do anything there unless you don't have a reservation.
Okay, so if you have a reservation, you either go upstairs or whatever?
Downstairs, the first floor. You go there, there's another desk, which has a bunch of those weird phone things where you can either dial in to talk to someone in their fucking, I don't know, wherever their central location is, somewhere in Atlanta or whatever, or if there's someone at a desk, you can talk to someone at a desk.
Huh.
You get there, all phones are turned off.
Cool.
There's like three people milling around. One of them is working behind the desk. The other two are putting up Christmas decorations. And there's like seven people in line. That line's not moving. So eventually one of the Christmas ladies looks over and is like, oh, there's another desk. And I'm like, what? Okay. And they're like, yeah, just go outside. It's where the cars are. There's another desk. And I'm like, okay. So me and another guy go out there. And that's the gold member desk.
Okay.
Stand in that line for a little while. That's not moving very fast either because there's only one person there. Finally get up to talk to someone. And he's like, oh, you're not a gold member? And I'm like, no. He's like, well, you're supposed to go in back there and be at that desk. And I was like, yeah, no, they sent me out here. And then the guy kind of flustered gets up and goes and yells at someone. All told, about like 35 minutes to get a damn car.
Great.
Despite there being three fucking desks!
That seems fucking well fucking oiled.
Yep.
I reserved a car last time I needed a car. Yeah, when I came back in the middle of PAX. And that was just like, I at one point I did sign up for their gold member thing, because I
think you can get it through work.
Yeah, well, you just fill out it's like a frequent flyer program. It's right. Not like anything special. It's just like, hey, are you getting miles or not?
Yeah, I've just never done it.
So I did that last year at some point, and then I signed up for this car, and then I went up to a desk, and they were like, oh, just go get in your car. I'm like, wait, what? That doesn't seem right either. Like, nope, sure enough. Like, they just had some shitbox fucking smaller than this, whatever the fuck. I got a Yaris. That's what I ended up with, a fucking Yaris.
I were.
And then had it in the middle of a fight. Jesus.
Yeah, and that's the theory with the gold stuff, is that you're supposed to be able to just, like, walk off the thing, see what skull your name is attached to on the
right,
board, and
yeah.
Just go get in your damn car. Yeah, the second you have to deal with people, the whole system comes unfurled.
No, yeah, that's the way it was for me. I felt like I was like a John Drake-esque figure or something. Like, yes, I'm just going to get in this car and go. Because
all up in the air style.
I'm a traveler.
I get the feeling he doesn't travel as much these days, unless it's for funsies.
He's out and about, but...
I know he was out in Paris for that Sony stuff.
And yeah.
What have you, but it seems like he's on the ground a lot more.
Well, I think now it's... You know, I think it's more that he is probably visiting developers.
Right.
And to sign deals and stuff like that. Like, I know, like, all those guys go to BlizzCon and stuff like that. It's like, okay...
So they're at events and stuff.
Yeah, at events and stuff like that. But I think also, it's like, oh, well, I had to go out here to talk to these people and do this, you know.
Right.
I never know what those guys are doing when they go, because it's always for unannounced whatevers. But, you know, after the fact, it seems like that they're on that team is on the road just enough. Or it's like, I think Geo's in Japan half the time or something.
Right.
So I think it's more that he just got better at not saying on Twitter, hey, this is the city I'm in.
Right.
Because then you would go like...
What developers are in that city?
Right. What developers are in that city? What deals are you doing?
Right.
Like, I feel like the last time they all did that, it was, we're at BlizzCon! And I was like, oh, so Overwatch is going to come to console then, huh? And then sure enough, like, a year later...
There was some sort of tracking app.
I know, yeah. I feel like that would be more useful than ever now. I was looking over my Men of Game Development calendar for 2016.
Uh-huh.
And I got to thinking.
Yeah.
Do you think Dan Teasdale has made more money off of video game development or shipping physical goods to people?
Are you counting salaries he earned while working at other studios, or are you just talking independently?
I would just say No Goblin, like, specifically independently. Specifically Roundabout. What do you think made more money, Roundabout or these two calendars and the Drake Tracker?
I'd like to say Roundabout. I have a feeling it's the other answer.
Yeah.
But I also don't know. I've never asked him about it.
No, yeah. That's now I kind of want to know.
I demand that No Goblin present its finances.
Yes,
this instant.
I want to see the receipts.
This is a fucking gym bag flying down the freeway.
Yeah, okay, sure.
It appeared to be empty, as far as I could tell. This year.
Right, it did. Yep. Axiom Verge came out this year.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat came out this year.
Yeah, right? Yeah. At some point, they'll probably sell another batch of characters for that game.
Yeah. Because you figure it's at least another couple of years before another one of those, so... that DLC out. I don't even think I downloaded all those characters. I downloaded two of them.
I played as the first two and then have not played it since the third one.
Tremor, and... Right, so there was Jason, there was Predator.
Tremor, and the first one, which was...
It was a woman. It was Tanya.
Yeah.
I think it was Tanya. Not that I have really any great sense of who that character is, but I...
It's a lady. I believe it's named after Edmund's sister. If I remember correctly.
I played a shit ton of that game for like 3 weeks, and then I kind of didn't play a whole lot of it.
Yeah, it's an awesome game. But I kind of had my fill of it. And moved on.
Yep. I did watch a bunch of the MK Evo stuff this year, though. I'm always fascinated to see, like, how people sort out games that are that new.
Yeah, yeah. Some news headline. Mortal Kombat X Combat Pack 2 DLC. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles not coming. Story to write. Oh, it's on. Okay. It's on some Christian gaming site, I guess. No. They added the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5.
All right.
Like, recently. Along with Tyler, the creator.
Oh, that Tyler.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, it's kind of a weirdly large patch. It's like two levels.
Does it fix the part where the game's fucked?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
They added a toggle for the grinding thing that is, like, a welcome change.
Yeah.
But it only serves to, like, be more infuriating. It's like, the rest of this game is so fucked. Like, if you fix this one thing, like, do the rest.
Status release of all the year. Because nothing would have made me happier than a really good Tony Hawk sequel. Even a decent one.
Yep. Yeah, that would have been a nice little thing to have. I think the only way for anything in that genre to ever, like, happen ever again is now lost to indie development and Kickstarters and stuff like that. Like,
probably.
Like, that was it. You know, if the biggest name in that genre can't get it done, you know, it's not, like, what else? Matt Hoffman, you know, it's just, like, none of that stuff's gonna happen again. BMX quadruple X.
That's just too many X's.
Alright, how about BMX double X?
Okay. Everybody's just in their underwear.
Yeah.
And they say fuck sometimes.
Occasionally.
Yeah. But only like two or three times.
Right.
That's all they can get past the ratings board.
And you have to enter a code for that to happen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it makes like a big sproing noise every time they curse. I can only imagine that, like, whatever, like, this Tony Hawk patch was originally supposed to be DLC.
Right.
They were like, oh, we got plans to add the Ninja Turtles and Tyler, the creator, and two levels.
Like, here's the $10 you would theoretically spend.
And at some point they were like, well, I mean, we finished the work, but 9 people bought this game and none of them are going to ever fucking buy this DLC, so...
let's just get it out there and hope that it makes someone happy.
But maybe we'll sell 3 more copies of the actual game. Maybe this will prevent Tony Hawk from suing us. If we look like we're making a good faith effort to fix this fucking mess.
I don't know how litigious he is, but...
I don't know the specifics of the contract, if anything.
Well, I thought the whole reason they tried to get that thing out there... Like, I had heard some rumblings that, like, maybe Tony Hawk's contract was coming up, and that's why they decided to make that game.
So that's the thing. That is another Teasdale joint. He dug up the press release when that game was out and terrible of them extending it to 2015.
Okay.
So they announced that it was extended through 2015, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever it was. So unless anything changed between now and then, this is definitely the last year of his deal.
Yeah, I kind of feel like maybe he won't re-up after this one.
Yeah, I mean... So then that presents, like, the fucking dark... Like, the dark possibility of, like, maybe they just, at some level, were like, well, this game was going to end up a wreck, but let's just make sure it gets out there and salt the earth so that no one else can go fucking make money with a Tony Hawk game.
That sounds... like a perfectly Activision move.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what the future of that stuff is. Like, Tony Hawk, yeah, still your most recognizable name, but also that dude is getting hella old. And at a certain point,
totally,
you know,
yeah.
Dad-age skaters maybe don't appeal to the youthful audience that you were perhaps looking for.
Right, but, you know, like, no other skater has broken through.
Yeah. Not even close.
You know, and it's like at one point, you know, how do you...
I mean, is competitive skating even really that hot these days?
Hot? I mean, in a mainstream way, no. I'm sure that, like, you know, the people that are into that scene are still way fucking into it, but...
I feel like skateboards have become, like, this weird lifestyle accessory and not so much a competitive extreme sport these days.
But, you know, the X Games still happens and, you know, like, all that shit still exists, but that's not the... Like, that's not the fucking little, like, side of skateboarding that I think makes for interesting video games.
So,
like, street skating is the good part.
Yeah.
Like, you know, here's one more fucking super pipe. Like, that's a level in your game that is otherwise street skating. You don't make a whole game about Bird.
Yep. Jesus, dude.
Yeah. By the way, they rebuilt all these roads. I don't know if you've driven on them yet.
Yeah, we came into the city once... Thanksgiving, and I noticed that all this stuff was different. There's now an exit to the Presidio.
Yeah, it's weird.
It doesn't really feel like it's any different. It's just, I mean, it is different, but it doesn't feel like it's, like, meaningfully changed anything. It's just, there's just more roads around.
I thought that this would, you know what? This has been a little bit better.
Okay.
But only a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, like, how widening all the lanes only kind of improved traffic a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I was at Safeway the other day, and I was looking at an issue of Thrasher, and I almost bought it. I was like, what is going on in skateboarding these days? Like, I had that question mm-hmm. popped into my mind of, like, what the fuck is skateboarding in 2015?
So,
and I almost picked up an issue of that, but did not.
I'm trying to remember the last time I even saw an issue of Thrasher out anywhere.
Instead, I picked up an issue of Black Guns 2016.
Uh-huh.
And then put it back down after taking a picture of the cover.
Is it about literal black guns?
Yeah. It is they're trying to own the... Like, that's like when people go to ban assault rifles... Like, people talk about, oh, you're just banning these scary black guns because they look scary. And so they named a fucking magazine or, you know, a special. I don't think it's a monthly.
So it's their annual.
It's their annual. It's Black Guns 2016.
That just seems like a really specific fetish, but all right. Whatever gets you off.
Yeah, I don't know. I was pretty taken aback. It's kind of an amazing name.
It is pretty good. When I was in Japan, I saw a million Thrasher logos on, like, clothing and bags and stuff.
People were super into...
I don't know...
Thrasher brand, maybe not skateboarding.
Maybe not so much the skateboarding, but the name Thrasher on stuff was very popular.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's, like... You know, everyone went and kickstarted fucking Daytona and Ridge Racer-style games.
Yep.
Like, that's gonna have to be where the skateboarding games come from now, I think.
It's just, like, two ex-Neversoft people and, like, a handful of contractors trying to bring it back.
Right. It's like Joel Jewett's mustache and a cast of unknowns bring you...
I mean, it's weird because, you know, you look at the way they approach the Guitar Hero stuff. There is a way to take that kind of old shit and sort of, you know, rework it into something that's new and interesting. I just don't think that was their goal with that project at all. It was just, no, just get out another one of those fun things.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let Robomoto make one more. Give them $9.
In 9 weeks.
Right. No, give them a full dev cycle and then... Give them about 9 weeks and then say, hey, you guys done yet? Just wrap it up.
Just get it out.
Just wrap it up. But the Guitar Hero team, I think, is super small. I was talking to someone who is on the Call of Duty, like PR side of things.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, he's like, oh, you know, occasionally help out with some of the Guitar Hero stuff because that team is so small.
Mm.
Like, I think he was talking about, like, whatever PR and marketing side of things, but it was like, it seems like Guitar Hero was, like... For as extravagant as I'm sure that those video shoots were,
right,
that was kind of all. You know, the rest of it is kind of like I bet that game didn't cost that much money.
I mean, I would hazard to guess that FMV stuff was born out of them not having enough people or budget to necessarily like hire an animation team and do all that kind of like basically make a like next gen looking music game.
You're probably right.
And I mean, it worked in their favor.
Totally. I think they came up with something, like, kind of fresh and kind of new.
Yeah, and the guitar itself was well-designed, and they charted that stuff well and made an interesting game out of it.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. That was something that, like, when we went and first saw it before they announced it, I was like, oh, that's actually really cool. And then, like, just over time... Like, enough details about, like... But not enough mm-hmm. details about how the online stuff worked and how their streaming stuff, like, the whole thing sounded like kind of a fucking mess. Like, okay, are you trying to fuck people over here? Because it sounds like you're trying to fuck people over here.
Yeah.
But then when it came out, I was like, oh, actually, this is super smart. Like, you made a lot of really intelligent decisions about how people will play these games now as opposed to how they wanted to play them then.
Yeah. And most importantly, it all worked.
Right.
Because that was was if all that streaming stuff was broken and it just didn't, you know, that shit didn't work the way it was supposed to, that would have been the end of it.
Yeah. Whereas, like, Rock Band 4, man,
it works.
It's just like... Rock Band 4, it works. That was like, it was like a weird discovery about myself more than anything else. It was like, oh, maybe I actually don't want to do this as much as I thought I did.
Yeah.
Like, like, this is still here, and that's great. It should be, but, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game explicitly for the super fan, the people who really were willing to kind of go with them, no matter how much they stripped out of the, you know, the overall package.
Yeah. And they cut too much. They cut way too much. Well, I don't know, I haven't played it. They've had, like, at least one update out that added, like, well, whatever. It added,
I think,
like,
that update's coming.
I think the first update that's like, hey, now you can Now it works in surround sound.
Oh, and that one, yeah.
Now it, like, now you can have custom band members in your band, or instead of just the canned people. Like, that was the first update. But I still haven't seen if they fixed, like, rigged up a better way to tell you what fucking DLC you own.
They have not. Not at this juncture.
That shit is nuts.
Yep. Yeah, it's real fun going through and re-downloading.
And I'm sure you have way more. Yeah, like for me, it was more.
I have most everything.
Yeah, like I'm sure on some level that was maybe even easier at some point because you probably have it. Whereas I definitely didn't have most of it, and I couldn't tell what. I don't remember what fucking DLC I owned. So I was right. Like, okay, I'm just gonna hit the button on this and see if I have it because that part's not the part that says you already own this isn't working at all.
Yeah, between that and the out-of-the-box drums not being super great, I was kind of bummed out by that game.
Did you have drum problems?
So I didn't have real heavy problems. Like, nothing was broken. It's just that that kit,
yeah.
There's input lag on it that is not great.
Huh.
It sort of makes some of the kick pedal stuff harder than it should be, especially the faster stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do fast rolls very well.
Hmm.
Even no matter how much I calibrate it with their, you know, auto calibration
manually,
like it can't deal with really fast snare and like it's just the outer pads for some reason they don't register as well.
Weird. I wonder if that's a firmware thing because that was.
I did the firmware update on it.
Yeah.
No, I think it's
that
just
was another awesome, preposterous thing. I'm just like, hey, why don't you Bluetooth these fucking PlayStation instruments to your PC and update them? We're going to hope that you have Bluetooth on your computer, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, for Xbox, it didn't even have that. It was like you had to manually plug it in through a cable.
But that's better, because, like, yeah. You know, you can find, you know, you probably have that USB cable.
You hope.
Yeah, whereas, like, Bluetooth, you know, it's a standard now, but, like, this, I'm still on the first computer I've had that had Bluetooth in it by default, you know? There's no guarantee that people are going to even be able to do that.
Yeah, I think it's more, like, I saw some people online were hot-fixing the pad stuff by, like, inserting some tape somewhere underneath, and that was, like, making the connector register the hits better for some reason. I don't know what the makeup of it is, but it sounds like it was just manufacturing.
Gross.
So.
It sucks. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Rock Band deserves better.
It does. Yeah, I don't know what the numbers were, but it sounds like it at least sold okay.
Well, I know that they didn't have to, like, knock it out of the park to make that project worthwhile for them. So.
Yeah.
So I suspect that they... It's not the sort of thing that will put them out of business. How about that?
Not on its own, no.
No, not on its own. I always did want to get a pair of a set of the Ion drums. I always thought that would be fun.
Shame they don't work on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of became my way of playing, and essentially practicing drums too, was just having that Ion kit. I also bought one of those weird custom kick pedal things that someone jury-rigged. It's just like an actual Pearl kick pedal that has like a pad that the beater that goes down on a metal thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. not really sure why there was zero traffic this morning, but I'll take it.
Yeah. I'm not complaining.
Assume it's just residual holiday stuff, but I tell you, man, fucking traffic has been a motherfucker lately.
Really? Just in all the usual places?
Yeah, it's, the freeway's just been trash all the way from, like, Nevada to Terra Linda every morning. Jeez. Yeah, I still have to, like, fucking pack up a lot of shit this week around my desk. I've been taking boxes home and stuff, but there's still kind of a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff just has to be packed up and moved, like...
It's this one, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, boxes of demo discs and stuff like that.
Did you guys already go through the library? Like, just the storage room with all the games in it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that is going to stay on site.
Okay.
Originally, they were thinking that they were going to move that off site. So we ran through it and took a bunch of stuff that we were probably going to use. But the majority of it is still in there.
Okay.
If you want to get in there.
Yeah, I might just poke around.
It's weird going through that stuff. I don't know. You might be the only other person who would have a similar experience to me digging through that stuff.
Just finding all the weird old hardware and.
Yeah. Well, so the library is only software at this point.
Okay.
There was a back room full of hardware that was all just. Like, we have a box of Xbox debugs. And...
The big green ones?
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of this... There was a lot of the other newer debug stuff. Giancarlo had it in his office, and when he left, he passed it off to someone else on GameSpot. So they've still got that stuff. But yeah, that back room had, it was like a, there was a Japanese Xbox, which I remember buying. And then there was a box of about 7 Xbox debugs, which we're going to hook up at some point and see if there's anything on the hard drives of them, because that might be fun. And then just like a PS2 debug, the other half of the N-Gage capture kit that I had been looking for.
Yeah, I remember when you dug that up.
Yeah, a bunch of, like 3 boxes of DJ Hero hardware. I don't know.
Sure.
Like, 3 Final Fantasy XI kits for PS2.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird shit. It's just a weird mix of weird shit.
Yeah,
and then just, like, a bunch of fucking PC and PS2 steering wheels.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take that tour at some point. See what's in there.
But like Dan Mihorik had the crazy task of going through all the old video, like all the GameSpot Live stuff.
Right.
And so it was
years,
just like
years of accumulated equipment.
Yeah, just like years of half broken gear.
That no one ever threw out.
Right, yeah. It was just like, oh, well, should we hang on to this? Can we sell it? Like, what are we, you know, what are we doing with all this shit?
And the same decision was made about it as made about all of it, which is to say that it was like, yeah, let's put it in a box. We'll figure it out later.
No, he's actually getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm saying then.
Oh, yeah, then, absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, I'm glad he's finally, they're finally clearing all that shit out. I don't envy him having to do that.
Yeah, he's probably had the hardest move job of anyone. And I think he's been at it for over a month. I was like, yeah, you want some RAM for a super old computer? No? All right, throw it in this fucking bin, I guess. And like, just... Because it's all like when there used to be a hardware, like the like Sarge and James doing hardware stuff. Like, their whole room full... So it was just like, here's a bunch of fucking motherboards from 2004. 2006, you know? Like, yeah. Here's a bunch of fucking mid-2000s video cards and all this other stuff that's like, you look at it and go like, that's kind of cool. But I actually already have a computer of that vintage that's pretty good. So I don't need any of that stuff. And yeah, so just... And no idea if any of it works. And
right. Did you end up taking those Canadian PS2s with you? Or are those still floating around
yes.
in there?
Yes. Okay. Those never made it into the office in the first place, in fact.
I thought one of them did.
One of them did.
Okay.
And then I was cleaning out my closet and found one still in the box, and then another box for one, and it's empty. So I don't know. There's one more around.
Mm. Oh, you know what? I might have had it.
Yeah?
I might have had the other one.
Yeah.
Because I had a second PS2 that traveled with me for a while. I think I still have it. I don't remember where or what it came from or why I had it, though.
Yeah, well, try throwing some fucking non-region discs, some off-region discs in that thing and see what happens.
I think that may have also been one of the devices I rescued when 2007 happened.
Mm-hmm. When a lot of the office turned into a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm rescuing this PS2 because otherwise someone's going to fucking put it in a sack and throw it in the creek.
Take it down to a PlayStation no-kill shelter.
Right. Yes, I have a lot of rescues. I've been cleaning out fucking... That's been the funny thing about going through a lot of this old GameSpot stuff, is looking at all this shit and going, oh, I have the other half of that. Like, oh, I know why this game's not in the library. It's because I have two copies of it at home. Like, just dumb shit like that. And then finding a bunch of Japanese stuff that, like, is only there because I bought it on a whim and then didn't like it enough to take it home. It's just, like, stuff from, like, fucking 98... 97, like, PS1 games, Saturn games and stuff, just looking at it and going, like, I know exactly why that's there. It's because I had a budget to spend on import games, and sometimes I knew how to pick them, and sometimes I didn't.
It's always a crapshoot.
Yeah, you know.
And save all the traffic right for the end here.
Yeah. So that's the other thing, is they're now doing a fucking fuck ton of construction around here. Mm-hmm. It's like the alley behind the office is being turned into whatever fucking bus zone, bus mall thing. And these dudes taking fucking pictures of the sky with their phones over here, smoking cigarettes, getting it done. Yeah, this whole stretch is totally fucked. Is he taking a selfie of his cigarette?
I don't know. That guy over there is taking pictures too. They're all taking pictures. They're all smoking. It's like I'm back in China.
Huh. That guy's got a proper camera. I think he just took a picture of us. But yeah, it's weird, because that library is, you know, just discs, and then all those disc cases are still lining the hallways.
Right.
So I imagine that they're going to toss out all those disc cases. Which, yeah. Like, in terms of just, like, keeping a nice collection, it, like...
That sucks, but...
It triggers something in me that fucking is dark and fucking very, very dangerous. Because I just see it all and go, like, I need to take all these cases. And all the games, and put the games back in the case. The games need to be the cases. You need to recomplete them. Oh, God. I just can't.
Yeah, So I had to do that with all my movies at some point, because I just kind of ran out of shelves. I had to pick either I'm going to get rid of all my game cases or get rid of all my movie cases, and I did the movies.
Yeah.
I don't regret that, because I mean, I care a little less about the, you know, keeping a pristine collection of films. But at some point, I'm starting to wonder if I'm going to be able to keep all those damn game cases around, especially as, like, you know... I don't know, it's nice, the digital stuff is nice now.
Yeah.
But also, I still buy physical games sometimes.
Right, so it's like it's growing, but it's going at a slower rate, but it is still growing.
It is still growing.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I've been noticing. Well, for me, it's just, yeah, I mean, the stuff we get in the mail, like, we, you know, we still get physical copies of games more often than not.
It's like they sent Fallout as a physical copy.
Right.
Oh, that's why this is all fucked. Wasn't that guy.
Well, yeah. And then this guy up here, trying to stop everyone.
Yep. It's all fucked.
Also, that truck is going into the alley, so...
Great.
Whatever's going to happen down here is going to be...
It's going to bode well for us. Right, very slowly. I hope that we can get around this stupid truck.
Yeah, also...
looks like there's room.
Yeah. This guy's going to try to get you... something. I don't know. Okay. No. He's just a man with a shovel.
Yep. And I'm going to drive slowly so I don't run over any other men with shovels.
There are a lot of men with shovels.
Yeah.
Brooms. Yeah, this guy's got a wheelbarrow. This guy's like, I got a bucket.
My busket.
Also, you have to go to the second door because the first one is broken. Also, where did the remote go? Here it is.
I knew you grabbed it.
All right, I'm going to turn this off, because we're at the office. It's fantastic news. Everybody have a good day, I guess?
Yeah.
See you later.